Morning, bows and bow ties. So look, the state of Black podcasts, I don't know what to make of it. I really don't. And let me just welcome anybody who's new to my channel. I am the Black Opinionated Woman, also known as a beau. So when I give my thoughts and commentary, that's just exactly what it is. This isn't something that I went and did hard research on because I don't even have the cycles on. These are my thoughts. But I want to get into the world of the Black podcaster. You know, I'm thinking about Shannon Sharp for a second. Now, he's finding his business, growing his platform. You know, I don't listen to every interview. I was listening to him before he even blew up from the Cat Williams thing. The reason why I listened to Shannon Sharp is because I found him entertaining, even though every once in a while, like his accent, like I was like, did he sound like a runaway slave or something? But he has good nuggets. I don't agree with like a whole bunch of stuff he says. I think he's a hot mess, but in a funny way. He's got some mess about him, too, but we all have some mess about him, right? But ultimately, he seems like an affable guy, a likable person. And so I did listen to him, but I also enjoyed his sports commentary, okay? So that led me to watching his Club Shay Shay and Nightcap with Ocho Cinco. So no, I didn't watch all of their episodes because I didn't want to. I didn't have the cycles for it. Sometimes I just really don't even care. But you can tell he's doing something right as far as he has his pulse on the culture, it seems. Now, this is what I will say. I feel like with the rise of the Black male podcaster, well, Black woman too, but there's tons of Black male podcasters. I feel like much of what is discussed does not move the needle at all for the culture or anything like that, right? Much of what is discussed pits men against women and the denigration of women, okay? So I think that's the reason why I usually just don't like to entertain many Black male podcasters. It's just not that interesting to me. But Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco, besides the fact that they have a little bit of a comedic way about themselves, I think in some way they do move the needle, right? Because they talk about sports, you know, especially being that they have performed at the highest level in the NFL. And they talk about the culture too, but it's not in a way that is... I don't know. I don't watch all their episodes, so take this with a grain of salt. But they don't go out of their way to denigrate people, right? They don't go out of their way to be like these bees and hoes and all this other stuff like that. No. They don't do that. At least I don't watch it enough to see them do that. I'll just say this. But see, when I see these other podcasters, I think looking at what Shannon Sharp is doing, they're jealous. They are having a really difficult time with Shannon Sharp, see, because he is showing that he can grow his podcast, he can talk about topics, hot topics, or create the topic of interest without doing this other stuff, see. And so it's almost like a crabs in a barrel kind of mindset, like how dare this man be who he is, and he didn't have to bring a panel of women up on there and talk down to them and talk bad about them to elevate himself. And so when I think about how ever since he's done this Cat Williams and Monique set of interviews, I think now people are like, okay, wait a second, this man is so hot, let me jump in on this. Let me get in on this. Let's ride the wave. Now, I don't knock people for wanting to ride the wave. But what I am seeing is now you've got, I'm just going to say it, dare I say it, some of these Black male podcasters. I heard one guy, usually I don't like to name names, but you guys may know who this person is. this person shows up on my feed. I had never really heard of this guy before, like vaguely heard of this guy, but I didn't know anything about this guy. Like, I couldn't tell you anything about him. They could have said for $1 million. What do you know about him? I'm like, nothing. So I heard a clip. I selected this video from Corey. And I'm just listening. I couldn't even take it. I had to click out of it. I don't even know what clip it was. I couldn't tell you what video it was. It was so dumb listening to him saying, like, how, hey, we're going to come get you, Shannon. Like, you know, we're going to report on it. We're just going to talk. And you've never come out and said that you're not, you know, gay. I'm not going to miss words. I said the word. And I'm just kind of like, all of this rumor mill around Shannon Sharpe's sexuality. Let me just say this. Several years ago, I did a video, or maybe it was 2 years ago. I don't know when it was. I did a video on, or it was part of a video. And I said that whenever someone wants to get at a black man, one of the things they do is they'll go attack his sexuality. They will attack his sexuality. And so what I'm finding is now there's all this rumor mill around Shannon Sharpe's sexuality. And I kind of feel like, what's the game? Let's say he was. And now what? So there's all this rumor around him. And like this Corey guy is almost trying to like bait him into answering. He's never come out and said that he's not. I'm like, this is the dumbest conversation. You've got people now coming after Shannon Sharpe. These people are jealous. They're trying to create controversy and get clout off of his name. You've got Mike Epps, who I'm just not a fan of, you know. I don't like what he's done. He's got some mess about him. I don't like how he's like coming after him. He tried to lie, and then, you know, Shannon Sharpe's like, don't make me post these DMs. You're trying to get on my show. You know, you got Stephen A. Smith saying what he said. You guys go out there and just listen to the clips. I don't think what Stephen A. Smith said was that bad, but I think he's low-key jealous. I just kind of feel like, you know, I look at the state of black podcasts, and I'm saying more specifically black men. All I see right now is a bunch of people going at each other in the media. I don't care about these other ethnic groups right now. I'm just talking about black podcasts. It's like, it's just turning into a mess. And so everyone has something to say about Shannon Sharpe. And I'm like, all he did was get out there and interview a couple of comedians. You know, he's not bothering anybody, but everybody is bothered by him. The reason why I say like he did when, you know, was moving the needle was he, when he brought these comedians on, whether you liked them or disliked them, what they did was they shed light on things, allegedly, what happens behind the scenes in the media, etc. And maybe people just don't like those comedians. Now, do I think everything that these comedians said was true? That's definitely debatable. But I think when you look at the gist of what was being said, they shed light on some stuff. And to me, that's part of moving the culture needle. Moving the needle. Making sure people understand these kinds of behaviors that we are putting up with and dealing with in the community. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't show up in other communities, but we're just lending a lens and having a level of specificity about our community. Like, hey, fam, this is what some of the beef is. This is what we're concerned about. Anyway, I just kind of get to the point where I'm just kind of like, you know, people are so upset with Shannon Sharpe. I think that people will create a narrative around his sexuality. I mean, and now people are like holding their breath, waiting for him to address it. I'm like, you guys are sick. It's very psycho. that you want to know that much, or you're going to create this much hubbub around their sexuality. So, and then it's like, we don't move the needle at all. You know, I see some of the stuff that occasionally will come through on my feed, and I'm like, the podcasts that are out there are so dumb and silly. I was just kind of like, and then they're like, see this, and then, like, a lot of it, let me just say this. I don't care what a lot of these guys say. The fact of the matter is, they need women. They're saying women need men. Men and women need each other. Let's be clear. Number two, most of these men would not have a podcast if it weren't for the women. If they can't get them up there, or if they can't argue about women, they have nothing else to talk about. They cut their little microphone and think they're doing something. I'm like, I don't know what they've done for the community. I'm like, it's like, if they didn't have women, they wouldn't have anything. And they get up there and they sound so stupid. And I'm just kind of like, it's so embarrassing. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, this moment in time, I'm just like, they're going to look back and they're going to be like, I was a dum-dum. Unless they just double down. Like, it's so embarrassing what they're doing with it. Like, there's nothing meaningful coming out of these conversations. Not only that, they don't have a healthy cross-section of women. They find a small subset of women, and they try to have these conversations, and many of these women cannot articulate themselves, nor can the men. They cannot articulate themselves. So you're getting two groups of people who are listening to a couple of other people's talking points, and then they get a mic, and then they get out there, and they continue to basically throw up on themselves. They go, and they don't understand. They go and take data and don't understand statistics. They don't understand data science. They don't understand how do you analyze the data. They don't understand. There's a field called data science. You know, and so anyway, getting back to what I'm saying, because I'm getting off topic. I look at the whole Club Shay Shay, his platform, and there's so many people who want to be where he is, and I think that they are jealous because he was able to do it without bringing up a panel of women who are sitting there bashing women. He's just talking about stuff in the culture. He's talking about sports. He kind of, like, you know, pokes fun at himself sometimes. I remember when he was on Nightcap. I thought the funniest episode was with him and Ocho Cinco, when Ocho Cinco was, like, getting on him about that bad makeup job. And then he, you know, he laughed at it, too, because it was funny. And he saw it for what it was. He didn't take himself overly serious. He addressed it and he moved on, right? But the way Ocho Cinco is a good wingman, do you understand what I mean? And they're funny, and they laugh. And the one thing Ocho Cinco doesn't do is sit there and talk about these women ain't this, this woman ain't that. He's an advocate for being in a relationship and being in love with somebody. He's not denigrating somebody. I do think they have some mess about them as far as how they're choosing for me, but it's their choice. They don't have to get up there and talk about they don't have to denigrate anybody. And they can react to things in relation to sports. That was their profession. And they can speak from a place of experience. They're not just some random dudes with a microphone talking about what's going on in the NFL. They know what it's like in the NFL. They still have ties to people in the NFL. And I think there are people who are jealous of the fact that he, you know, Shannon Sharp can be on two platforms and grow those platforms. And then show up on First Take ESPN. He's hot right now. And what God has for him is for him. It's for him. You've got these male podcasters that look like me out here, or comedians, or whatever. These people are so jealous. They want to chase clout off of his name right now because they realize he is the hottest thing right now. I don't know what's going on with the state of the black podcaster. I think that if people found a way to have these conversations where it did not involve fighting with the opposite sex. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, don't you guys get tired of that? I mean, let me tell you something. The one thing I've done was, for the most part, I've gotten my timeline is a little bit more clear of that. It's not 100%, but I've gotten a lot of that out of my timeline. You know, it still rears its head every now and then, but I don't want to hear it. I'm like, what is your plan for making the change without having to subjugate either group of people? No, like, I listen to the Black podcast, and I'm like, well, at least in the past, no one hears each other. And there's like a bunch of dumb people up there, like, I'm trying to sound intelligent. No. Anyway, well, getting back to Club Shay Shay, I think that he has had such a meteoric rise in such a short period of time. And I think people are trying to figure out, how is he doing it? How is he doing it? And why can't I do it? And how can I cash in on some of his popularity right now? How can I get him to mention my name? These people are jealous. Like I said, now you've got this whole narrative surrounding his sexuality, and I'm just kind of like, I don't even care. That's for him to reconcile between him and God. It's true. People are trying to take the focus off what he's trying to do, which is have open conversations with people and people who are, you know, in the culture or whatever it is, and in his sports commentary, whatever. They're trying to take the focus off that, and they're trying to put the focus on him personally. And let me tell you something. He talks about himself, too. I'm not saying he's sharing all his business, but he's personable. He's likable. He is a likable person. And these people don't like it. And he's going to get more people interested in his channel. He will have you hollering if you listen to his stuff. But anyway, that's where I was going with it. I didn't have anything major. But people are the haters, man. They're just haters. All right. That's it.